All right, there's been a bit happening in the world of motorsport of recent times. We had some the weekend's action at Tailem Bend in South Australia. We stay there for this round of the Virgin Australia Supercar Championship, and the current championship leader is also the back-to-back title holder, looking to make it three on the trot. Scotty McLaughlin joins us on the Breakfast Club. Good morning, Scotty.
Hey, guys. How are you going?
Going very well, thank you. Tailem Bend, you had a little bit of success on the weekend in race 27 there. What's as a circuit, is it one you like to drive at?
It's a different track. It's got a bit of everything, really. A bit of slow speed, corners, high speed stuff, and then the mid speed where you sort of got to really flow the car. But it's a track that when you have a good car, it's awesome, it's fun. But when you have a bad one, oh my god, it's the worst track in the world. So it's one of those things. Yeah.
Well, you wouldn't have known about that. It must be a great track for you then. You've always got a good car.
Oh, the first year I came here, my car was really bad, and it was it was terrible. So the last 2 years have been a welcome surprise.
You're going pretty well at the moment. You're sitting with the lead of 215 points, I think, on the championship, with two races to go. This one this weekend at Tailem Bend, and then of course the Bathurst 1000 to finish as the grand final for the supercars this year, and obviously an abbreviated season. Are you, because it's been so interrupted? Are you starting to build, or are you feeling in rhythm at the moment, or how do you feel about the whole year and you're driving at the moment?
Well, the whole year's been stop and start, so you sort of you've got a lot of practice now at just sort of rebounded or you know you sort of stop for a bit and you get going. And now with the races that we've been doing a lot of back to back, and this weekend we had a week off last week, and then we did the race just gone, and I was already missing the racing after 1 week, so. I'm excited to get back into it. I think this is a cool finish. We've got four races to go. If we can keep the points sort of where we are now, heading into Bathurst, it makes our job easier at Bathurst. It makes us allow us to be a bit more free with what we do strategy wise. But at the same time, a lot can change, but we'll see what happens.
Yeah, and just on that, I don't think we've spoken to you since the announcement came that Bathurst would be the last race of the season. Is that a good thing for the sport to have such an iconic event being the grand final and the ultimate event in any season going forward? Is that the way it should be?
Yeah, well, I've always wanted it to be the grand final. I think a lot of people have. We always talk about it being the grand final for us, and to finish it off is going to be awesome. They used to do it back in the day, and certainly I think it was a cool thing. I understand. They've got to try and fit some events in, especially after the AFL Grand Final and NRL. We actually find ourselves getting a lot of numbers on TV and spectators, yep, purely because those seasons have finished. The two most popular sports in Australia. So, when you're not up against them, it's not a bad thing to race after them. But to have Bathurst at its original date as the Grand Final this year is awesome and something different. And I think it's a good spectacle for the sport.
Hey, Scotty, every time I turn on the television or look online, there's you with another trophy. What do you do with all the trophies? Do you keep them? Or what? Because you've got... And they're very big trophies you win, too.
Yeah, no, they're with the team. They always get kept with the team, Whitey. So one of those deals where, I can ask sort of for a replica here and there. I normally just get the cool ones. But the one I got last time, or just got the replica of, is a couple of snowboards that we won in Sydney, which is cool. So I've got the snowboard hanging on my wall now, along with the surfboard. So there's some cool trophies that you get.
Yeah, absolutely. Now, with where you're sitting at the moment, you've got a good lead over everybody else. Do you just keep worrying about winning races, or do you start to look at preserving your lead and making sure that it's all about the points? How do you sort of work out how you can determine to make sure that you're the champion again?
Well, the first thing I do is focus on myself and just what I'm doing and how I perform. The best thing I can do is execute the best I can, and what will be will be. We've got a fast enough car most tracks that we're going to be thereabout. But then if, for instance, on the weekend, Jamie had a bit of a bad qualifying and I was up front, you sort of recalculate a few things, and, I was probably played a bit more safer in one of those races purely because, of Jamie's position. But then if you look at the first race on the weekend, Jamie was, he got a penalty for spinning me around and I was sort of attacking for third place. I was just fully instinct driven and pushing hard and trying to get a podium. And I went for a move and spun someone out, which I don't think, and I've got penalised for it, but I don't agree with. But the fact is that you're a racer, and whenever you're in that mode, you just go for moves. So there's no point trying to preempt anything pre-race, because you almost get yourself more trouble. I'd rather just drive on instinct and think about it on the run, basically.
Yeah, no, that makes perfect sense. And when you do have incidents with other drivers, as you said, you're racing, so things happen. Do things get testy between drivers when you have made an impact on someone else's race? Or yeah. Is it just seen as, it's racing?
No. Normally you have a side that everything's turned to crap, and the side that, well, you never did anything wrong. So, and then there's always the truth of that, both those stories, and then we'll find out the real story. But, motorsport is a very ego-driven game, and drivers have big egos, including myself, and you don't try and back down too much. So it's one of those deals.
Well, that's a very interesting assessment of the situation from you, Scotty. And we learned last week, we were very excited to read it. Might have been last Friday, might have been when the news came out, might have been Thursday, that you were getting the opportunity to go to the States at St. Petersburg in Florida and make your debut in the IndyCar series for the Penske team, which, of course, is the one that backs your Shell V-Power Racing Mustang here in the Supercar Championship. How excited are you about that opportunity? Because I'm sure for a fair chunk of the year, you're probably concerned that it might not happen because of the coronavirus.
Yeah, no, absolutely. I wasn't, fully prepared not to race an IndyCar this year after being scheduled to race one in May. And, you guys spoke to me a few times. It's one of those deals where I was a little bit disappointed about that, quite hard to take. But, the opportunity came up after the calendar had finished. We had to go through a few hurdles, including, getting travel exemption to travel overseas with the sport and stuff like that, but thankfully, we qualified for criteria. It's my job, so it's I'm really excited. I just I think to have a chance, race something different, and especially after our season, it's a cool little early Christmas present for me. So I'll go and go and enjoy that. And one thing, being able to announce it so early, it's just good for me and my mind, just to be able to concentrate on what I got to do here and for all our sponsors in Australia, try and get a three-peat and then take off to the US and have some fun and do what I can in the IndyCar.
Yeah, well, I was going to ask you about that, about the timing of it, because there is only a couple of rounds to go, and some people would think, it might be a distraction leading into the last couple, but you see it as a real positive because now you can just move on.
Yeah, the team asked me if I wanted to announce it straight away or wait, and I was like, well, I'd rather get it out of the way, because everyone's going to be asking me about it till the end of the year, so I'd rather just, so I don't have to dodge any questions. I don't have to, worry if I say the wrong thing in the media. I'd rather just get it out. And that was, sort of the team asking me. And that's why the team's so good, because they have a big think about what their drivers want and how they feel, and it's a cool thing.
It's obviously a very different car to what we all see you driving in. But tell us the difference in the speed. Like, your top speed that you would drive at in a supercar versus the top speed you'll get at in an Indy car.
Well, the top speed in supercar, it varies, but most tracks on average probably 280k. But the main speed at Bathurst, we hit that once a year. That's about 300 or just under.
Yeah.
The Indy car is consistently probably over 360k on an oval. So she's a fighter jet, and then at the road course, our average speed is like 300k. So the thing is fast, it's light. It's very cool. It's one of the, the Indy 500 for them is something that's so special. Like, their average speed is, 360k on a qualifying lap, their average speed. So they're pushing to the 380, 390. So it's they're a cool beast, something very different, and I'm excited to, maybe one day have a go there.
Is it a street circuit or an oval for St. Petersburg?
Street circuit, yeah. So, yeah, and the biggest thing there, they don't have power steering, so you've got to really muscle it. So it's a cool. Well, I've been training pretty hard on the old shoulders to make sure they're ready.
Yeah, which is great news too, because not only is it great for IndyCar driving, but after that you come home and it's summertime, so a real chance to get the rig out after some working.
I don't know if the wife would want that, man. Not that. Dad bod central. I haven't got a kid.
Well, it's going to be an exciting back end of the season for you. A couple of rounds to go in the supercars with the lead at the moment in the championship and then an IndyCar opportunity as well. Scotty, we are your biggest fans here. We appreciate your time as always. Good luck this weekend at Tail and Bend.
Nice, boys. Thanks for having me.
Good stuff, Scotty McLaughlin. Don't forget, Balls and Bumpers, one of the great podcasts with he and Jack Rewalt. You're available at the RSN website, rsn.net.au, in the App Store and all that sort of stuff, and you can't go wrong.
They're going for three titles each over the next month.
They are.